We're going to look at the Mehashaleach to Vayishlach on the pasuk that describes Yaakov pitching his tent just beyond, meaning past, a place called Migdal Eder, and he does this immediately after the passing of his wife, his beloved Rachel. The pasuk reads first, Matamos Rachel, v'tikaver b'derech Efrosa, he beis lochem. V'yatzev Yaakov matzeva al kvuraso, he matzeves kvuras Rachel ad hayoim. V'yisa Yisrael, v'yet ahaloi mehalo l'migdal eder. Ahaloi, his tent. Correct. Mehalo l'migdal eder. And it was beyond Migdal Eder. So the fact that it says Allah starts to hint to the fact that he is looking yet at Rachel's legacy and perpetuating it by having the arrangements made that he is going to be with Bilhah, the Shifcha of Rachel. And the very next pasuk says, "Vayhi b'shkoyin Yisrael ba'aretz ha'hi vayelech Reuven vayishkav es bilho pilegesh aviv vayishma Yisrael." And the pasuk concludes, "Vayiyu v'nei Yaakov shnei mosar." A very perplexing discussion here. And I say a discussion because if you think about it, it's not one theme. It seems to be all in one pasuk, that there where he was, and again, it connects to the fact that he was in Migdal Eder. Reuven is Mechalel Yitzue Aviv. Literally, Vayishkav is Bila would mean that he was with Bila intimately, which we understand it was not necessarily the case, but that it was, he had his father move, or he moved his father's arranged bed so that his father would be with his mother Leah instead. Vayishma Yisrael, and Yisrael hears of this. And then the pasuk concludes, Vayiyu v'nei Yaakov shnei masar. So it's a discussion here of what happened, where he was, what ramifications there were to the children of Israel, and that means, well, apparently they were 12, which means that there was no sin, no radical avera done by Reuven, meaning Reuven would still have his position as the Bechor, and the next pasuk confirms that, B'nei Leah Bechor Yaakov Reuven, in spite of what he had just done. So, all of this somehow connects, of course, to the passing of Rachel. Let's see what the Me'ashilech here says. Hainu kide'isa b'medrash, Rus Rabba tells us, Asher achar kol harafska'ois, all the pain and tribulations, all the problems, Sha'alu al Yaakov Avinu Olav Shalom, Misas Rachel Haysakosha Olav Mikulam. It was more tragic and more difficult than anything he had to endure in Padan Aram with Lavan, anything that was involved in what they did to Dina. It was the most difficult time for him. Misas Rachel Hoysa Kasha Alav Mikulam. Understandably so. Vihine, Midarke Hat Tzadikim, it is the way of the Tzadikim who befrat Yaakov Avinu, Lahachazik Liboy Ma'oid, to strengthen himself verily in faith and trust in God. Veloy Laharher Acher Midos of Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to doubt or question what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. Shebevadei hakol hu l'tayva. Certainly, it is all for the good. Even the loss of his beloved Rachel. V'zeh shenemar kan, and that is why, immediately after it says that he put up the matzeva for Rachel, the Torah says, v'zeh shenemar kan acher misas Rachel, v'ayet ahaloi, Mehalo l'migdal eder. that he pitched his tent, and it was at a place just beyond Migdal Eder. Why? Because Hainu shechizek es liboy. His response was to strengthen his heart. Shaloi laharher acham yidaisav. I will make sure that there will not be a shred of doubt or question the Almighty. I will not question. I will accept, and accept with complete serenity. This is good. It is good. I'm sad, but it is the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done here. Why? Ki migdal eder shnehem loshein tkufasem. They both mean and represent strength. A migdal is a tower. An eder is a large flock. And both of them, therefore, are representations of positive strength, being sure-footed in life, of having a future. Ube'emes, hoyu l'Hashem yisbarach oimich godol b'misas Rachel. Now he goes on to say, not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a reason, but that it was a deep and a profound reason, and that he's going to eventually say, and that Yaakov Avinu will eventually understand the reason. Kedisa b'Zayir HaKadosh. The Zayir HaKadosh that he mentions here, at least that's brought here, is Breishis Daf Kuf Ayin Hey in the Zayir. There the Zayir says that Rachel has the special role to play at the crossroads where people will be able to come to Kever Rachel and be at her place of Kvura and cry as she cries for the Golos and cry that the Golos should come to an end. Zeminin Yisrael, quoting from this Zohar, Zeminin Yisrael kad yisuvun min galusa lekaima al hahi kvura de Rachel. That the Bnei Yisrael will come back to that place where Rachel is buried and cry there. Just as she cried. We're going to learn from her and follow her in bechiyah, in cries and in tears for the golos of Yisrael. So that's her role. That's the special role that she has to play. If we understand this to be the limit or the full explanation of why Rachel had to die in that spot, we are gaining a tremendous insight into how Yaakov Avinu names the place, calls it Migdal Eder, why it's called Migdal Eder, that he saw himself as being strengthened, and then as he strengthened himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to him. V'zeh shenemar v'yihi b'shkoin Yisrael ba'aretz ahi. The next pasuk, which actually is the beginning of the discussion, the beginning of the tale of what Reuven did, that pasuk begins v'yihi b'shkoin Yisrael, and shkoin is Hainu Loshen Naicha. It's a description of a person at rest. Shehaya Benaicha. Yaakov Avinu was Be'aretzahi. B'shkoin Yisrael Be'aretzahi. Yisrael is the superior name, and he was in a state of peace. V'loi hirher achar midos of klum. He did not yet know. He was not yet fully aware of why it had to be that Rachel passed away. Ki batach b'Hashem, he had trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyesh oimek b'zeh l'mala mehasagasal. There's some deep reason beyond his reach, beyond his ability to grasp. V'achakach her aloy Hashem yisbaruch. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam, however, showed him that it's proper for him, Yaakov, once he is so steadfast and sure that there's a good reason, and he doesn't doubt it, he then may, should ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell him, she'igal aloi es ha'emek, let that depth be revealed to him, to Yaakov. Kizayis tzarech ha'odom levakesh. That a person should ask to understand. Not because he doubts, not because he questions, but because he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and knows that everything is good, and therefore in order to revel in how good it is, I want to know, please tell me, so I can have the full joy of knowing and appreciating your divine plan. Af she'osu laharher achar midaysof. Though a person's not allowed to be maharher and question or doubt, mikom akum tzarich levakesh me Hashem yisbarach sheyag eloi ha'emek masha chafetz bazeh. What do you want with this? What is the deep desire of yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the great plan? And you should ask for it. You should want to know it. Ki darche Hashem yisbarach sheloi lahalim shum davar. Those who believe in Hashem and who say Chazdei Hashem ki lo somnu ki lo cholu rachamav, which is a pasuk in Eicha, in Lamentations, in the saddest of all of the books, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is infinite, his mercy will never cease and is infinite. When you know it and feel it, then you also have every right. No, you should ask. So tell me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me all the good that's been accomplished, even though there's so much pain in what has happened. V'zeh heraloi b'maisa de Reuven. And this was shown to Yaakov by what Reuven did. Now, this is how the Mea Shalach really ends this piece. He just goes on to say that the Torah goes on to mention that there were 12 sons, gives the order of the sons in a particular fashion. The Mei Shalech shows us that there are 16 different orders in which the sons of Yaakov are written in the Torah. Every time they are mentioned in a different order. What does he mean when he says, V'zeh heraloi b'maisa de Reuven? This, that he must seek out understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done and why he has done it, this is something shown to Yaakov Avinu by what Reuven does. Now, we therefore have to understand what it is that Reuven is doing. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that what Reuven was doing was insisting that with the 12 tribes we have the complete Klal Yisrael. His father was saying, I will continue and I will have more children because that's a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah which includes the building up of the Jewish nation. Reuven says, no, that there is no longer tashmish shel mitzvah, because that which you accomplished with these 12 children is complete. The Zohar also says that because the 12th child was born, Rachel's purpose had been achieved, and greater than that, it was now important that the Shekhinah be represented not by Rachel, which it had been, but instead be represented by the Yud Beis Shvatim. So that the Zohar HaKadosh, which was referred to earlier, Kedisa B'Zohar HaKadosh, may not mean only that Rachel Imenu's passing at that time and place made it such that she would be the one that we emulate and cry with her so that the goal should come to an end, and that was made known to Yaakov Avinu. Here, if the Mea Shalech is telling us that what we see in what Reuven did was to reveal to Yaakov, and for Yaakov to then come to understand that this passing of Rachel is exactly timed with the presentation of and the birth of the 12th tribe, because that's the completion of what's necessary for the Shekhinah to fully root in his family. So then Reuven saying, you cannot, should not, it's not correct for you to be with Bilhah because you have Tashmish Shel Mitzvah, that you have to continue to have the children that you would have had with Rachel. No, 12, and now the Klal Yisrael is complete, and the Shekhinah will be with us. So that is causing Yaakov to then understand that this is all possible with the movement of the neshama of Rachel to Shemayim. In the most deep sense, it's because Rachel and Leah are considered by the Zohar HaKadosh to be two faces, two manifestations of one neshama. That Leah and Rachel were not just sisters, but were more bound up than that. That they were really two partsufim, two faces of one neshama. And while Rachel is here, then she is not able to be the same and not able to be one with Leah. Once she leaves this world and enters the world of the neshamais, then they are joined together. And when they are joined together, the Shekhinah is able to now come to their children at once. Their children are melded into one, and the Shekhinah roots in all of the Shvatim, and all of this is coming to mind when Reuven says, but we have all the Shvatim now. We are the place and the bayis. We are the Beis Yisrael, where the Shekhinah correctly is, and it's no longer with just Rachel Imenu. So this is what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows Yaakov to intuit through what Reuven does by coming up to his father and saying, Vayelech Reuven v'yishkav esbilo b'lagash aviv. Vayishma Yisrael. Yisrael hears, meaning he understands now that upon the passing of Rachel Imenu, with the birth of Binyamin, all of that which is necessary for the Shekhinah to be identified with and to root in the Shiftei Kah has been accomplished. Vayiyu v'nei Yaakov, the pasuk continues, Shnei Masar. That's why that pasuk ends by saying that the B'nai Yaakov are Shnei Masar. Yes, it's to tell us that they were all perfect and without sin, Reuven included, but it's coming to tell us that Vayishma Yisrael, Yisrael understood from what had happened, from what Reuven had done, that there had been indeed this tremendous moment of completion of the Klal Yisrael, of the Shiftei Kah, that had been affected with the birth of Binyamin, and that therefore, so to speak, the role of Rachel now was to ascend to Shemayim. This is a way of looking at these psukim then, one after the other, and understanding the progression from Vatamas Rachel v'tikaver derech Ephrasa hi beis lochem. Yaakov Avinu put up the matzeva al kvurasa, he matzevas kvuras Rachel ad hayoyim, because now there's this matzeva where, as the Zohar says, everyone will go, and we join together, all of us are her children. Once she's in Shemayim, she's now joined with Leah, so that Leah and Rachel and all the Shvachais and all the children are one. And we will emulate the Mama Rachel, crying, and together with her, our tears bring about the Geula. And then we will join her, in the words of the Zohar, celebrating, L'mechadi b'hu b'Yisrael, to celebrate there, with her, with the Shekhinah, when the Geula comes. The next pasuk says, that he fortified himself after the death of his wife. Because he said, I know that it's for the good. Migdal is a tower. Eder is this huge, huge flock. He says, I know this is all for the good. This is all to increase and to make things better and to increase the good. And because he did that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him with a yet greater, more profound understanding. So the next pasuk says, Vayhi b'shkoin Yisrael b'eretz ahi. And b'shkoin means that he was benaycha, he was at peace. In this state of trust of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and you need to know the depth of my plan. Vayelech Reuven, vayishkav es bilha pilegesh aviv. And Reuven does something which makes it clear that the 12 tribes are the complete Klal Yisrael. Vayishma Yisrael, Yisrael hears that and understands it. Vayiyu v'nei Yaakov shnei masar, the pasuk says. That's why these psukim, which otherwise, it's so hard to understand. The order of the psukim, even within just that pasuk of Vayhi b'shkoyin Yisrael. But it's all about the passing of Rachel and the establishment now of the complete Klal Yisrael, because with the birth of Binyamin, the Jewish people are intact. And now the Shekhinah roots with us. And that is not only that it doesn't need, or it's no longer represented by Rachel, but even more profoundly, it's able to be with us in a unified way, because Rachel is able to go and in the Olam of Neshamos is joined with Leah, and the Klal Yisrael becomes the place for the Shekhinah in this world. And hence this story ends with Vayiyu v'nei Yaakov shnei masar. And then the Torah goes on to list them, and lists them in the order of first Leah's, then Rachel's, then Bilhah's, and then Zilpah's children. The Neishlech then goes on to describe 15 other ways in which the order of the children are described, and tells us that the reason that there are 16 different orders of the children is because it is meant to parallel the idea of everything being perfect, the idea of everything being true, the idea of everything being correct and believed with tremendous confidence on our part. He points out that after we say Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalas, Ol Malchus Shemayim, and Kabbalas HaMitzvos, there are 16 expressions that follow. V'yatziv, v'nochon, v'kayam, v'yoshar, v'nemon, v'ohu, v'chavu, v'nechmad. Did I leave one out?
No, you're not, not yet.
V'noim.
V'tov.
V'tov.
V'yafeh.
V'yafeh. So that's 16. Hadavar hazeh aleinu. So he says that the 16 expressions are one for each of the presentations, namings of the Bnei Yaakov in the Torah.
Okay.
Because when Bnei Yaakov come to, the understanding is because when Bnei Yaakov say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, what are they saying? We are here fully. Mitasai Shleima. We believe, we trust the Shekhinah is with us because we're all tzaddikim. Now, these are the Bnei Yaakov speaking. To them it is Yatziv, Nochen, Kayim, Yoshar. So it's 16 times because they are listed in the Torah 16 different ways, 16 different times. Okay. Good Shabbos, everyone.
Shabbos.